Any role for a surgery in that situation?
I guess from a sort of philosophic standpoint, I look at surgery in patients with recurrent disease in sort of two ways. One is there something surgically that can be done to palliate? You know, does somebody have an obstruction, something like that? If you're looking at surgery as a therapeutic, I think you have to say, in the situation with ovarian cancer, we know that even if you can get all visible disease out, you're going to have some disease behind. And so you ask yourself, what do I predict the chemotherapy sensitivity of this patient's disease is? So if somebody's not predicted to be chemosensitive, somebody who recurs early, somebody who has not had a great response to therapy, unless you're doing it for palliative purposes, you're probably not doing a whole lot. Now, I think conceptually, patients like the idea of surgery. You know, if you can take 75% of it out, I'm going to be 75% better. We all know that if what's left behind you don't have effective therapy for, you're going to be back in the same boat in a month or two. So I think we've tended to say, in a situation where we think we can get it all out, and we think that there is some effective therapy that we can give afterward to kind of in essentially an almost an adjuvant setting, we think that's the right thing to do. And I will say that I think that there are emotional issues that feed into this, a young and otherwise healthy person, that surgeons will sometimes be more aggressive with those patients. But we actually don't have any documented data in that situation. Rob Coleman is heading up a study through the GOG that's looking at patients who are recurring more than 6 months after initial therapy. There's sort of two parts to it. The first part is this somebody who the surgeon thinks they can do a surgical debulking in? And if the answer is yes, they are randomized to either get the surgery or not. That's going to be a little tough. And then after that, the patients who are assessed being not debulkable feed into a randomization to paclitaxel carboplatin versus paclitaxel carboplatin bevacizumab. So it's another situation where we're looking at bevacizumab. But we can answer some of those surgical questions. That's a little different than somebody who's sort of had a partial response to therapy. I'm not sure that that's a situation where most people would recommend surgical debulking. If you thought you could debulk that disease, you probably should have done it earlier on.